To support spiritual growth and planetary survival, Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, MD, and Reverend Michael Beckwith, PhD, co-hosted the Juice Fast for Peace at Reverend Beckwith's Agape International Spiritual Center in Culver City, California, USA, during the first week of March 2009. The event was organized to help participants end their addiction to meat and other animal products in order to support their own personal and spiritual growth, while also acting to ensure planetary survival by reducing the emissions of greenhouse gases from the animal industry. On March 7, 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to attend via video conference to answer the participants' questions and concerns about the damaging impact the meat diet has on the environment and human health. Born from a deep concern for the future of the planet, Dr. Cousins, a vegan, began his Juice Fast for Peace series partnering with Reverend Beckwith in Culver City, with plans to offer them across the United States and the world to help people end their addiction to meat. According to Dr. Cousins, by consuming green juices during the fast, people lose the cellular memory of addictive flesh foods, dairy and eggs, thus making it easier to transition to a plant-based diet. He is both a general medical practitioner and a psychiatrist who developed early in his career a fascination for understanding how the mind affects the body and how the body and the food we feed it affects the mind. He was the chief mental health consultant for the Sonoma County Head Start in California and a consultant on the California State Department of Health. He is a holistic medical doctor who incorporates homeopathy, live food nutrition, Ayurveda, naturopathy, acupuncture as part of his healing modality. Another core aspect of his approach to wellness and healing is a recognition that our purpose in life is to awaken to the divine. For the next several decades, he devoted his research to finding out how all body types could create a healthy balance and obtain all proper nutrition on a living foods diet. He has authored many books summarizing his findings over the years, such as Depression Free for Life and There is a Cure for Diabetes. For over 20 years, Dr. Cousins has been leading and perfecting green juice fasts, in which only juices made predominantly from green vegetables are consumed. His goal is to help people become cured of supposedly incurable diseases, such as diabetes and drug and alcohol addiction, while also helping us clear our thoughts and reflect upon our true nature as the children of God. Reverend Michael Beckwith, a vegan, has stated that our purpose on the planet is to wrap our consciousness around the divine treasure within us. He uplifted the fasting participants with daily inspirational talks. He is one of the featured teachers in the international best-selling book and movie, The Secret. His spiritual journey began in the 1970s, where his exploration of Eastern and Western teachings led to his own style of teaching, referred to as the New Thought Ancient Wisdom spiritual tradition. It was his vision of a non-denominational spiritual community that led to the founding of the Agape International Spiritual Center in 1986, which seeks to bring all people together into one human family unified in a core value of peace and the spiritual origin of all beings. Each week, around 9,000 people come to hear him speak at the Agape Center. He proactively works alongside other global peacemakers, including the Dalai Lama, and has also been featured on Oprah, an international U.S.-based daytime talk show, and interviewed on Larry King Live by one of the premier broadcast interviewers of our time. We invite you now to join part one of our four-part series witnessing this peaceful and uplifting dialogue between Supreme Master Ching Hai, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and the participants of the first Juice Fast for Peace in Culver City, California on March 7, 2009.
And just to tell the group a little bit about Supreme Master Ching Hai, she's really one of the leading humanitarians in the world today, perhaps even in this 21st century. She contributes over $1 million a year of her own money to support all the disaster issues around the world. She received the Guzzi Prize in 2006, which is the equivalent of an Asian Nobel Peace Prize. In her own work, she doesn't take donations, and she only asks people to do their work. And that's the real donation. She is, and probably will become best known as a person who perhaps will be saving the planet from global warming by helping people go vegan. And that's really why we're connecting, because we are now doing, and this is Rabbi Gabriel Cousins sitting here with Reverend Michael Beckwith, doing the kickoff fast, the green juice fast, for the healing of the planet. So how does fasting connect with the healing of the planet? Is we find that when people are fasting, after about 6 or 7 days, they lose their cellular memory for meat, fish, chicken, and dairy. Dairy is one of the hardest because it has caseomorphins, which are one-tenth as strong as morphine. So these are really addictions. And the research shows that it takes a little bit of time to lose that cellular memory. There is real research. This isn't a metaphor. The epigenetic DNA memory is something that actually goes away when you remove yourself from the presence of these foods, meat, fish, chicken, and dairy. So we see that the most important thing in the world today, in terms of global warming, is to go plant source only. There seems to be a significant amount of misinformation about that. It has to do with carbon dioxide in the air. That's maybe 9%, according to the research by James Hansen, who was head of the Goddard Institute for Space Research from NASA, is that's 9%. The real issue is that 50% of the global warming is connected to methane. And there's no question about that, that is really a big issue. And that's coming, of course, from the cows. And that's somewhere between estimates. This is all new. People are really just beginning to understand it. Somewhere between 25 or 100 times more potent a global warmer than carbon dioxide. So that's maybe 50% of what's contributing to global warming. And most of that is from animals. A little bit, it comes from lagoons where animal waste have been put in, and they estimate maybe 15%. And then the next is the billion pounds per year of manure that gives off nitrous oxide, which is approximately between 296 to 300 times more potent global warming than carbon dioxide. Now, the other thing is really important, too. It's about 65% of the nitrous oxide comes from this manure. And then we have ammonia that's connected to acid rain. So we have some real issues going on. What's really important to understand is that carbon dioxide may be in the air for 100 or 500 years or perhaps thousands of years. And again, we don't really know that. So we're not going to get an immediate result. You may get a Prius, but it's going to have to be 10,000 years old before it's going to make an effect. It's not going to really help us. So where we go to and why we're doing this fast here and also in Portland at the end of August and then New York and Boston and Toronto and Vancouver is to wake people up to the real issue, which is animal agriculture. The good news is that that can stop in 8 to 15 years. That will be out of the atmosphere, particularly the methane. So this is like really good news. We have something that's immediate that we can have an effect. So it brings us back to what we eat determines who lives or dies on this planet. And it has a lot of ramifications because what we're hearing from research experts like Dr. James Hansen, is we have a year or two before we hit a turning point. And then we have to understand that we're just organisms on the planet. And if we don't play it right, not only the planet will not do so well, but we, organisms on the planet, will definitely not do it very well. So it's a critical time. It's a critical time for us. And we really thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for leading the world in waking up. Your Supreme Master TV, where you have 14 satellites and 60 different translations and over 70 nations, is getting this message out to everyone. We want people to be able to go to a plant source only diet. And that's our game plan, and that's what the world needs. It's really the only practical solution, and it's one we have control over. We don't have to wait to some kind of new invention, you know, electrical cars or whatever. We can do that now. And it empowers us as human beings to be able to do this. So we're just very happy to be working with you. And again, we greet you with great love for the great work that you're doing around the world. And we see us as really brothers and sisters in a very particular way for saving the planet. So thank you very much. I want to introduce Reverend Michael Beckwith, who's going to talk a little bit also about this. And then we're going to do some questions.
And we bring tremendous greetings and love from here at Agape for the tremendous work that you have been doing in terms of spreading this gospel of truth regarding the power of the fork. I don't know if I can add too much other than what Gabriel has already said, but that individuals can begin to change the world just through the power of their fork. As he vindicated, we don't have to do much other than to break the addiction of what's been going into our body temple. And then that also, as we do this more and more around the planet, we begin to create a field of individuals who are oscillating together in the field of possibility. So as we're cleansing the body temple, then of course the mental body becomes clean again, and then we have greater access to our spiritual dimension, which allows for unexpected surprises to take place when all seems not. So when we're looking at the scientists giving us these dire reports, which are very accurate and very true from a scientific level, when individuals come together around the planet and break free from the addictions and clean their bodies, become access to the supreme presence of God, which moves us and brings things into possibility that before weren't possible because we weren't vibrating high enough. We didn't have access to that domain. So it all works together for good. Our diet, our clean mind, and our access to the realm of the divine, and then us working together amplifies that field logarithmically and exponentially. And so even though there's a small group of people here, it has a big effect on this city. And of course, the small groups around the world then have a big effect on the planet. So we're just very privileged and honored to be in this number together, the Tree of Life, Agape, you and people around the world taking a stand for love for our planet and for each other. And we welcome you into this space.
Amen. We really want to honor the people who have done this fasting because you are heroes. So let's give a yes to everybody here. And by the time the next year or two is up, we want to have millions of heroes out there. And every person plays an important role in being that. Good. Good. Are there any questions you have for us before we ask you questions?
Yeah. I want to ask if everybody is hungry.
Well, not really. We're hungry for God.
Oh, good. That's good. Because when I fast like what you are doing right now, alone, I did feel hungry sometimes. Because I'm too near all the humans, and the smell of cooking and all that is very tempting. But if you are alone and you have a supportive group like that, you are lucky. Hmm. And you feeling good?
Yes!
Uh-huh. You feel more elevated and lighter after a week of juice, right? Yes, yes. Very good. So you're having a drinking party, huh?
Vegan drinking party, right.
I remember that one. That's good.
Talking about spiritual group.
So what we're moving towards is not so much green technology, but a greener diet. That's really what we're moving towards. The fast just sets people in the position to go towards a greener diet. immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm so happy that you are doing your drinking party, green party, yes. And I'm very happy that all the people there are so brave, brave enough to go there and try, yes. Or maybe they did it before, maybe they are juice expert.
A lot of people here are new.
Yes.
This is their first experience, and that's why we call them heroes. Because once you've done it, it's really easy. But before that, you got to overcome your fear, and that's why they're heroes.
They are all heroes, even if they have done it before. It's not easy, is it, just to forsake all the things that you like every day? They're true heroes, even if they have done it how many times before, because, you know, the first one is heroic because they don't know what it's going to be like. But the one who done it before knows is also a very great challenge, truly. For me, it was. I couldn't say that it was easy. You know, sometimes I did it for many weeks, sometimes just 1 week. And in the first few days, it was not too easy. But later, it is better. Yeah, is that right?
Oh, that's correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct. The mind plays tricks on us. I was watching a DVD of some spiritual program, and the man's tie was yellow. And I noticed, this was the third day, and I noticed that my mind started imagining me eating corn. And I just became aware that the mind was doing it on its own. And I was looking at the mind, imagining that I was eating corn. And I had to slap it into some discipline.
So
definitely, it's a little challenging, but with the support of the group and our prayers and what we've been doing, the yoga, the meditation, the support, it's a lot easier for people to make it through.
Yes. You are doing the right stuff. The cleansing of the body through 1 week fasting of juice is very, very beneficial to your health, at least. And when you have a healthy body, your mind will be also clear. I gained some of the spiritual elevation through this kind of fasting as well. So I have to tell you, I meditate intensively and I can feel the level truly rise up. I mean, almost physically. That you can feel it. And it was very rewarding. So I hope all of you or some of you feel the same.
Yes.
You can feel all the chakra just like rising up and open one by one, like one door after another, tuck, 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 like that.
Yes.
It's almost physical, truly. Could even feel the physical sensation as well. Any of you have that?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations. And when you go home after today, keep up the same concentration and devotion that you have here with the Reverend and a wise doctor, doctor of the mind as well. Truly, many diseases can be also eliminated this way, huh? Yes. So it really cleans up everything. Yes. I'm glad you have done it. I'm glad you have enough courage and stamina to do it. But of course, under the wise guidance, it's always safer. Hey?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad you did. Yeah, both of you, the Reverend and the Doctor, they are your benefactor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good people.
Thank you for your support in this whole thing, because we're going to be doing this around the United States and in Canada.
Wonderful.
So we hope to see thousands of people fasting by the time we're done, and then going vegan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is the punchline.
I see.
It sneaks up on them. We starts off getting them to fast and clean their body temple, and then we break the news on them.
Right.
We can actually save the planet by transforming themselves to a plant-based diet.
That's right.
We operate on the pleasure principle. And as you get into fasting, and particularly as we do the Kali Ray Tri Yoga and the meditation, the Shaktipat meditation, people begin to get the pleasure of the divine in their lives. And then that's an encouragement to keep doing it because it feels so good.
Yes, yes. You see, once we break through the habit of the conception that we need food every day, we need solid food, we need this, we need that. Once you prove to yourself that I go through 1 week, I could go through another week even, and I fear nothing anymore. After that, you feel a sensation. It's not just about having no food for 1 week, but it's the courage in you will rise up that at least for a while after the fast, you feel like you fear nothing. You have such a courage and that you can do anything. You could, go without food for a long time even. And not to talk about trying to change to vegetarian diet, vegan diet. So you can do many things. You feel after 1 week fast or 2 week fast with juice, you feel like you are invincible. Is that how you feel?
Yes.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
They feel that they can live by the very word that comes from the mouth of God now.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Because they can feel that word resonating throughout them. It may be time, if we could, to ask you some questions. We have a list of about 8 questions. Is this a good time to do this?
Yeah, sure. Please.
Greetings. Your television network has been actively broadcasting about the urgency of climate change and its connection to diet choices. Could you share with us some of the recent data?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Gladly. There's so many news every day showing us how urgent the situation is for our planet and the huge role that our diet plays in saving the planet. Since you asked, I would just name a few. I guess many of them you know already, or you could look up on the internet. But since you've been drinking, I did the looking for you. Now, in September 2008, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. He's the one who got Nobel Peace Prize together with Vice President Al Gore and others. He stated that scientists had called to tell him that the emissions from livestock were much higher than previously estimated. You see, before they say it was 18% in the Livestock Long Shadow Report 2006. But now the emissions from animal farming are actually higher than that. As far as how much higher, they are not still very sure. But Dr. Colin Campbell, the bestseller of nutritional biochemist book, he said that his colleagues at the World Bank found that 50% plus of total greenhouse gas emissions right now are coming from livestock raising. And that is not even the sure percentage yet. You see, and Dr. Campbell revealed that this information is not yet the highest that they have estimated, that they have researched. They think would be more. Okay. And he has revealed this information to us in an interview with the Supreme Master Television. Right now, the climate scientists are telling us more and more that if we reduce livestock industry, we reduce methane. And that is the most immediate way to cool the planet, because the CO2 from fossil fuel may take tens of thousands of years, you see, to leave the atmosphere and cool the planet, according to the research. But methane is 23 times more potent, hotter than CO2. And they dissipate average over 10 years or 20 years. So the latest report from IPCC scientist Dr. Kirk Smith in USA said that methane is a much hotter gas than currently reported. Yes. And he said that it could be 60 to 100 times hotter than CO2, average over 20 years. So methane goes out in the atmosphere in 9 to 15 years, disappear, compared to up to thousands of years for CO2. So if methane is reduced, the warming will be reduced immediately. You understand the logic, yes? Because CO2 stay longer in the atmosphere, but methane go and disappear quick. So the way we reduce the methane is by reducing animal agriculture. If we ban meat, ban livestock raising, then the methane gas will be cut, you know, for up to date at least 50%. Can you imagine? It's very big chunk. And then the planet will be cool immediately. Compared to CO2, it takes 10,000 of years to cool off. Right now, the most problem gas that hit the planet is methane. You see, because it's a lot of them. According to the scientists, it's already 50%. That they say more than 50% even, you see. So if we stop methane, meaning stop the animal rising, then we stop 50%. They say just 50%, at least 50%, you see. And now if we change into a vegetarian organic farming, then that practice alone will cut 40% of CO2 as well out of the atmosphere. So you see, we're gaining, gaining, and gaining. Not only we cut 50% of methane gas, and by doing organic farming, we cut another 40% of CO2 in the atmosphere. See, we gain all the time. And double together, then of course we cool the planet. I'm not talking about a miracle. I'm talking scientifically and logically, and every one of us and every one of you can go onto internet or ask these famous doctors of climate, see what they say. Livestock are the single largest source of methane. Between 35 and 40% estimate presently of methane emission globally, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. But I think it's underestimate. I'm sure of that, though I'm not a scientist. Because if you add things together, it's not only 40%. Now, this is why Dr. Kurt Smith recommended that the government impose extra tax on meat to change habits. This is a good idea, but I feel it's a little bit slow, but it's better than nothing. It's good for two reasons. Number one, the scientists at Carnegie Mellon University found that eliminating all animal products and eating vegan for one day is 7 times more effective than eating locally grown food for reducing emissions. Number two, Food Watch Institute said that switching from a conventionally raised standard diet with meat and dairy to an organic vegan diet reduced 94% of the emissions from our diet. So these are the most recent data that I can update to you. And they are telling us clearly that not only it is very urgent right now, but the fastest way to solve it, the quickest, the most effective, is by reducing the emission-intensive meat industry practice. Thank you so much for listening to all that.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Thank you so much for your work. In here in Southern California, there's a drought currently, and talking about water rationing. And what do the experts in the interviews have to say?
The expert told us a lot of things. Yes. They say that California right now is headed toward the worst drought in California recorded history, the worst drought they're heading to. The Sierra Nevada mountains, which supply much of the rest of California's water, is supplying now 61% of the usual amount in this past winter season. Winter season even. We're not talking about summer yet, huh? When it's dry. California produces 50% of fruit, vegetables, and nuts that are grown in the United States. But the U.S. government has announced that farmer will not be able to buy any water from the state. Imagine this. They supply 50% of your fruit and vegetable, but now they're not able to buy any water from the state. And their state is in the drought predicament. Because the main source of water for farmer is expected to go dry this year. Greenhouse gases are causing deserts to expand in California. Elsewhere as well, but now we just zoom in California, yeah? Moreover, two of the largest man-made lakes in the U.S., Lake Mead and Lake Powell, will be dry in the next decade, 2021. These lakes and the Colorado River system that fills them provide water to nearly 8% of the U.S. population. Now they are drying. They'll be completely dry soon. So, picture all this, see? Stockholm International Water Institute states that 70% of water is used by agriculture. Of that amount, a lot of it is going into planting corn and soy, and that is to feed animals, not humans. That's why we short of water, short of food. It's a waste of precious food, not just our precious water as well. the experts also calculate that 1 kilogram of beef takes 5,000 to 20,000 liters of water to produce, but 1 kilogram of wheat takes only 500 to 2,000 liters of water. That is 1/10, you know, 10% of the amount of water for meat, you see? At a time when we have water shortage and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate, we are truly afraid that even if we don't take shower at all, it will not do much help. Because all the human uses and everything come together is only 30% of water around the world. Everything else mostly used for meat industry, 70% of it. You see that? So even if you and I go aseptic, you know, we don't even wash clothes. We go like the Himalaya yogis, the one who doesn't wear clothes, and we don't wash ourselves. We put ash on our body forever. It won't help the planet. Meat industry should be cut. That will help the planet. That will help to reserve our water, to refill our lakes and our river again. That is physically and scientifically speaking. I'm not talking about the merit, the bad karmic contribution that we are doing to ourselves by harming others and torturing animals and killing them just to save our stomach. Okay? On the other hand, if we forego 1 pound of beef, we can save more water than we stop souring for half a year. Just don't eat 4 hamburgers, and you can shower half a year every day, generously. Can you imagine the big, big, big difference like that? So if we really want to save the water for the world to be able to use for our daily necessity, not to talk about future generations, then we have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out. That's it. Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Beautiful question, beautiful question.
Beautiful question, yes.
Thank you for your environmentally conscious company on Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Tuesday for part 2 of Juice Fast for Peace. And now please stay tuned for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms coming up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. May your life overflow with God's boundless love and blessings. For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/WOW.